Right. Call the voice up. Bentley, Bentley. Morgan. Rolls Royce, Phnom Penh. Yeah. Right, what's up, street dogs, street gods, street vlogs, or Kim in the house? Alright, some thoughts. Maximum physiological thriving. So, what does this mean and stuff like that? So, the general idea is all the wealth in the world ain't worth nothing unless you got health. So, yeah, shout out to Mercur Delat. This place is amazing. So, yeah, just the general idea is optimizing your life in such a way that it maximizes your physiological health is a good thought. I think actually one of the critical issues at hand is we try to optimize our lives to put ourselves in a position which is actually inferior. So if the light's out, it's nice and sunny, maximum sun exposure all day. If it's too much, just put on sunblock and just be out. We the new barbarians. I do think that portable wealth, portable capital, transportable, so you can't take bars of gold with you when you're traveling, but you can take your bitcoins with you. And also being abroad, having bitcoin is still the best thing because you could always track the wealth in your brain. And actually, this is the funny thing I've discovered about wealth and stuff is it is ultimately just kind of a mental thing. Is that like you got wealth, it's all in the mind. Ooh, this place is being built right now, looks pretty nice. And actually the big thought too, and what I love about being here in Vietnam, currently here in Da Lat, is that like, man, it's like America's such a scam. It's like America is so backwards in many regards. So the way that America is backwards, first and foremost, everything is just too expensive. The reason why everything is so expensive in America is, so it looks like we have a big labor issue. I don't know, because of minimum wage or something like that. Lots of unemployment still in America, even though you're getting paid like $20 an hour just to be a security guard. Certainly there's really, really poor people in poverty in Vietnam, but actually, surprisingly, no unemployment. I still do think that towards, ultimately your body's gonna die and stuff like that. And yeah, focusing on physiological health and well-being seems to be the best strategy. So you don't want to be the trillionaire sitting in your Rolls Royce for 12 hours a day, even in your private jet. You want to be outside walking around is the ultimate privilege. Also currently, I feel like 90% better now, but oh my God, the last 4 days I had like the worst sickness of my life. I was pretty good about masking up, but I wasn't like super, super critical about it. So yeah, when you're traveling, guys, just mask up in the Uber, in the taxi, at the airport, in the airplane. I know it's annoying, but after dealing with the sickness, fucking nothing is worth it. Try your best to wash your hands. And then, okay, so my thought is, if you're masked up like 100% of the time, in obvious situations and you still get sick, then effing c'est la vie. But if you have an option, just treat it like it's still COVID, right? And that's the big issue. And yeah, so Vietnam is the way. Come here if you have the chance.